and the atmosphere that Moses grew up in. And just to continue a little more on this link between his parents and him, the emphasis at the end of verse 23 for the parents is that they were not afraid of the king's command. And it was mentioned earlier, fear and faith are our enemies. Fear will undermine faith. Faith can overcome fear. And that's what happened here. They were not afraid of the king's command. And as Moses grew up in the home of his parents for those few years before he was weaned and brought to Pharaoh's daughter, evidently he knew, he came to understand who he was, because that's what happens here in verse 25. Because of the atmosphere in which his parents did not fear the commandment of the king, he was able to be instructed as to some other identity. We live here in Egypt. We're oppressed in Egypt, but that's not our identity. There is in this land the people of God. We are the people of God. And how is it that he chose this? The record tells us in Exodus, he went out to see his brethren. He didn't just go out sightseeing, sort of walking around. He went out to see his brethren. He knew who he was. And we would say that our identity is more important than the privileges we might personally receive or attain. That's what happened with Moses. His identity as those of the people of God was more important than the privileges he might have been able to enjoy as being part of the king's palace. He might have rationalized and said, well, in my heart, I know I'm among the people of God, but hey, look what I've got here. I mean, this is a pretty sweet deal I have going. I'm just going to enjoy a little bit. But his identity was more important, and he couldn't really live out his identity by faith while also remaining an inhabitant, a comfortable inhabitant of the king's palace. So what happened with him is that he also did not fear in verse 27. So that he grew up in an atmosphere where the family, the parents say, we don't fear the commandment of the king. Moses learns that that's what faith does. Faith overcomes fear. And he also applies faith or allows faith to be active in his life in the same way. Now, this moment of forsaking Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, there's two possibilities about what might be meant. One might be that it's after the Passover. The Passover is mentioned in the next verse. It might be that when they forsook, when they left Egypt behind and Pharaoh was full of wrath, he didn't fear the wrath of the king. He entered into the desert, seeing him who is invisible. But it might be, and this is actually a very nice perhaps way to look at it, that the forsaking is in his heart in verse 25, that it's the same as the choice of verse 25. That possibly we might say that's when he forsook Egypt. It's not when he fled, having killed the man, because why did he flee? He was afraid, and rightfully so. He deserved to be afraid. Verse 27 is not the time where he went out into the desert the first time and was a shepherd for 40 years. He fled then out of fear. But it could be the time after the Passover when he, in confidence, led 2 million people into the desert because God said so. Or it might be that in his heart he forsook Egypt at the time that he chose to suffer affliction with the people of God. And either one shows that his identity as one of those people of God, it affected what he did, and it affected what he chose, and it affected what he was willing to enjoy in this world as opposed to enjoying the presence of God.
I'm wondering, Steve, if I can add a quick thought, because we don't want to miss this one. When it comes to Abraham and Moses, they are the most two that are mentioned, as we heard. But in Abraham, it was the God of glory, and they saw the city, which is the capital of that coming glory. With Moses, it was not a scene of glory, you know. Esteeming the reproach of Christ. You would say to yourself, well, you know what? Esteem the glory of Christ. But as far as the Spirit of God, is esteeming the reproach of Christ. And I wonder how many of us, when it comes to the thought of suffering, that we are willing to make these decisions. just because he wants to be identified with the one who has suffered, who has bore reproach. Was there a man like this in the New Testament? Absolutely. It was the Apostle Paul in Philippians chapter 3. To know him in the power of resurrection and to what? The fellowship of his sufferings. Of course he's not talking when he suffered for atonement, but the sufferings he received because of who he was as a righteous man. Dear brethren, what a great man of faith that he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches. How much do we esteem the sufferings of Christ?
There's another word that it's not found in this portion, but I think it sums up what we've been saying about not acting in fear. So what faith does, what Moses did is he took risks. He had courage. That's the word, courage. You know, to give up what he had and not know, but assume he was now going to be persecuted was a great choice, was a difficult choice for him to make. But he had the courage. You know, how many of us would be willing to have courage even in our work, for example? Let's say I'm in a setting where everybody there is an unbeliever. And in order to get ahead, you know, you have to be willing to do certain things, go along with certain things. And if you were to take a stand, why, you would perhaps be left out, and maybe you wouldn't get promoted, and then the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing you know, you may not even have a job. It requires courage in such an environment to, by faith, live for the Lord. And so he was in that setting. I can't think of anyone other than him who was in such a place of high standing in this world who was willing to just walk away from it because he identified himself with the people of God, and he would suffer with them. We'll see this idea of risk, taking risks. Faith takes risks. And we'll see it in the next few examples besides Moses. It really begins with Moses. So faith steps out. It doesn't sit in the comfort zone. And it may be that faith would also cause us to step out. Maybe there's things that the Lord has burdened us to do, and we don't want to do them because we're afraid to. Faith has courage. None of us are able to do anything, really. Let's face it. And we're going to fall apart if we try it in our own strength. But it's God who does working through us. And let's have courage. Moses is a great example of courage.
Please. You have the microphone.
Sorry. My arm is long, Robert. Okay. So I want to give two remarks to verse 26 and verse 27, because I think it's very interesting to find the name Christ in verse 26. Moses lived 1,500 years before Christ was born, and in his time, nothing of the Old Testament was written. How could he believe in Christ or in the reproach of the Christ? I think that shows us that these verses are written from the view of God. And that is another point in verse 27. So I think personally, that verse 27 belongs to his escape to Egypt. Of course, somebody can say, read Exodus and you have a total other view. But then I can say, read the story or the account of Sarah. What did Sarah do when she heard the promise? She laughed. What did God say? By faith. So it could be that verse 27 belongs to the escape of Moses. And that shows us what David said. We have to be very, very carefully in these verses. We have only the positive aspects, how God saw what was in their hearts. And sometimes it is not written in the same way as the Old Testament is written. That is not a problem. That is the harmony of Scripture, because we see in the Old Testament the responsibility of the people there. But here we see what God saw in their hearts. And I think that is the reason why the word or the name Christ is brought in these verses. We don't read this by Abraham. He believed in God, or what was it? No, counting that God was able to raise. But here we have the name Christ, and I think that is very important. That shows us how God saw what was in the heart of the believers and what was the faith of the believers during the time of the Old Testament.